Chapter 14, Devotional 14. Don't worry about what to say. Listen to the Holy Spirit. In Matthew 10, verses 19 through 20, we learn, "But when they arrest you, do not worry about what to say or how to say it. At that time you will be given what to say, for it will not be you speaking, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you." In the business world, presentations can often make or break a career. Over the years, almost every client I've worked with has come to me with worries and concerns over an upcoming presentation. I've given reading assignments and talked about the power of likability and the need for communication goals, conducted practice sessions with video cameras, and examined facial expressions and body language to assess the message and judge its impact. I've reviewed and edited PowerPoint slides. I committed all this effort to help my client give the perfect presentation. I'm thankful to God that I'm now in a place where my approach is much simpler and always successful. In a recent scheduled call, I reminded TJ, one of my clients, of the purpose of renewing his mind and using kingdom laws and principles in his work. I encouraged him to set his mind and thinking on the eternal truth and power of God's Word. Also, see Luke 12, verses 11 and 12. We prayed and confessed God's Word over his presentation to the Executive Committee and Board of Directors. After it was over, he would recount that he felt like a spectator watching the presentation. He endured the test, and God rewarded his faithfulness. He was told afterwards that it was a defining moment in his career. A member of the executive committee in the audience labeled him a superstar. His worries and anxieties about presentations have now been replaced with confidence. Now, he rests in the confidence that God has already equipped him with everything he needs to excel in every task he faces. He now walks in peace because he trusts in the Holy Spirit to teach him what he needs to do and say. Child of God, do you need help today with a presentation or meeting agenda? I encourage you to call on the Holy Spirit and, like TJ, be prepared to be amazed. Lord, thank you for the truth and power of your word. Holy Spirit, teach me to turn to you for guidance in the words I speak and the actions I take. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.